The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
No nation building, just protect America. You don't need troops to do that. You need drones. We should use the drones.
Chuck Schumer, longtime senator from New York, says, let's get to the bombing business already. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So that's where we're at, the conversation of what happens next in Iraq. ISIS, the terrorist group that has the most money of any of the evil terrorist groups, the jihadi Islamist types, is ready to spend money to continue the fight in that country, to win over that country, taking it one city at a time. So what are we doing? The United States built what looked like an incredible fortress to the tune of $75 million is what we spent. And now we've got Marines that were going in over the weekend to get the 5,500 or however many are there, over 5,000, to different spots to take them out of Baghdad. So we obviously don't think that Baghdad is any good and that it's safe. You have the Iraqi military just running, just dumping guns that we supplied, taking off their uniform and running. And running because they're afraid of ISIS. Why? Because you know what they're doing? They're lining people up and executing them, digging a grave and lining them up, much like what we saw in the Holocaust. Some of the photographs are unbelievable. Beheading people, military guys, putting their heads on sticks. I shouldn't say it's shocking, because nothing's shocking anymore, but I think that it's gone to an incredible level, is what they're doing, to say, yeah, we're here, and we're going to do whatever we have to do, and that's exactly what's happening. The question becomes, what do we do? What does the United States have to do or not have to do? Drones, as Schumer said to me, are absolutely the answer. Why we're not already in there with the drones, I don't know. Because every second we waste, that's another one of those beheadings, shocking things happening to people, and they're not letting up. They've got their foot on the gas, ISIS does. Al-Maliki, the prime minister, what use is he heading up this government? To me, I never saw anything forceful, and it's showing how weak Iraq is. We never got the guarantees that we needed when we were there in the first place. And think of how many people were sent to train the Iraqis diplomatically, militarily, from a police point of view. So as we rethink this and what our role is, without a doubt, I think our role has to be that of bomber, of droning. Collateral damage, let's hope there's not much. People are fleeing because we cannot put boots on the ground. We cannot do that again. It makes little or absolutely no sense to me, and probably most of you. But I think it's going to get really ugly. I mean, unbearably ugly. And we knew that this was probably right around the corner. And why something wasn't done before, I have no idea why. How can we say we're caught unexpectedly when you could see this buildup? So the troops aren't staying, and you've got people in the United States who served, who lost legs, who lost arms, who are saying, why do we do this? What did we die for? This is the worst. This is embarrassing. This is awful. And of course, it has to be hard. The U.S. evacuating its embassy. The $75 million fortress that housed an army of Americans isn't even good enough to hold the people in place in that city, what does that say to you? That it's not drummed up drama that you're reading on Twitter or the internet somewhere. It's the truth. This is the worst that you could possibly come up with scenario-wise. The terrorist group with the most dough, the most power, the most ways to completely terrorize a group of people already on the brink, and they're doing it. And there's no protection, so the people knew that they're leaving. Just evacuating the cities. Like just walking away into the desert. I'll just walk away. I'll take my chances with my family. No, thank you. I can't stay here. We already saw that in Mosul and Tikrit. And now Baghdad is ground zero. Oh. And speaking of ground zero, besides that, we have a massive illegal problem in this country. Oh, shocker, huh? You had no idea that was happening. But the numbers are what's shocking. Over the weekend, I just read about Arizona again and how awful it is. This whole dumping thing. Arizona now is turning the tables on the government after the government sued them, if you remember. The governor, Jan Brewer, furious because the Department of Justice didn't like one of the laws that Arizona was trying to enforce when they stopped people for something and suspected they were in the country illegally, asking them if they were in the country illegally. So now Arizona says, hey, you're just dumping kids on the street? Are you kidding me? If they wander away, they're not getting processed, or some of them are getting processed. This is illegal dumping, so we're going to sue you. And then in Texas, they say 35,000 to 40,000 illegals are entering each month, crossing over that border, because that's a porous border area. There's a lot of open spaces there, and the Border Patrol is pretty thin. So it's not going through Tijuana or going through Juarez into El Paso. No. It is going into other areas where there are more illegals and where there's a way to get across easier and the detention centers are filled. So what does the Border Patrol do when they have no room to put people? They can't do anything. And the Rio Grande Valley has seen a surge in children by themselves flooding across that southwest border. They're calling this a humanitarian crisis and knowing not what to do to accommodate this problem. Central America, it's a mass exodus because they're all coming to the United States. 35,000 a month. Wow. How do you accommodate that? Speaking of borders, the borders around Israel are starting to crack, so much so that a wall is being built to separate Israel and Jordan. But that certainly isn't the scariest neighbor for Israel. Jed Babin from the American Spectator stopped by. He also was the second in line in defense to the Defense Department during the first Bush administration. He has some interesting things to say about the publicity nightmare being waged against Israel and why we should care, part of our weekly re-rack on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Very thrilled to welcome to America Tonight Jed Babin, columnist for the Washington Examiner and the American Spectator. He served as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense in the George H.W. Bush administration, and he's got a very interesting book out right now that talks about Israel and really what I think has become all of a sudden, and I agree with a lot of what I've seen in the book, all of a sudden it's become kind of a public relations nightmare for Israel. All of a sudden, the object of boycotts and divestment and sanctions and, you know, so what's going on with Israel is I have several friends that live there and they've told me this over the years. They've seen this the last couple of years in particular. There's been an anti-Israel movement. So who's funding it and what started all of this? Jed, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back with you. It's been a long time. What's really going on, Kate, is that there is a concerted ideological war against Israel. It's being run by the Palestinians and a lot of Palestinian activists, and it's being funded by an awful lot of European governments and these non-governmental organizations. You know, a lot of these guys pass themselves off as charities, but there's really literally thousands of them out there, and they're funding this movement. They're trying to, through this movement, make Israel a pariah state like North Korea. So they'd be boycotted. Their economy would be boycotted. There'd be sanctions against them. And there'd be divestment of current investments by different banks or companies or whatever in Israel. They want to basically strangle Israel, and they're making a lot of headway. If you look at some of the funding sources like Norway, Sweden, even parts of Great Britain, you see Ireland and some of the charities coming out of there. All of these people are investing tens or maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars in trying to strangle Israel, and it's beginning to have a very big effect.
Yeah, and strangling Israel, you think of the relationship of the United States and families and businesses and whatnot. So from the United States point of view, it's also happening here. And that's in some ways mind-boggling to me. How does that happen?
Well, there are several things out there. I think you, again, have these NGOs, these non-governmental organizations, Palestinian activists, and what they're trying to do in places, well, like colleges and universities, they're trying to convince college-age students to support this and to boycott it and try to have the colleges and even banks and other companies and universities and so forth try to boycott Israel and divest from Israeli investment. And what they're shooting for is support, and they're trying to create sort of a protest movement like the old Vietnam War protest movement. You know, college-age folks, and gosh, I was one once a long, long time ago, you know, they tend to be pretty idealistic. And when you tell them, well, you stand for human rights and peace and prosperity and yada, 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 well, okay, that sounds pretty good, and they want to support you. But if you don't really support those ideas, and if you're really opposed to them, and you're really opposed to academic freedom and freedom of all types, which is what this BDS movement really is, then some of these kids are going to get taken in. What I'm trying to do is to get out to the colleges and some of the universities and just tell people, hey, you know, these guys are not really what they're saying they are.
Yeah, and you just released the book, The BDS War Against Israel. You co-authored it, and you and the co-author of this book, you came together and decided, okay, you know, you and Herb London, we got to do something about this because this is really rolling downhill fast. Was that part of what your thought was?
Well, really, it was, and you know, frankly, we wanted to do this because nobody else has. You know, there's nothing else out there that really describes the BDS movement, shows how it developed, shows where the people are funding it, and really shows how they are lying in terms of their campaign against Israel. I mean, just as an example, one of the big charges they make against Israel is that it's an apartheid state. Well, if you start picking that apart, as we did in the book, you see that, well, in South Africa, under apartheid, black people were segregated, for one. Their education was very limited and controlled. They had very little or no economic opportunity, and they couldn't vote. Well, you look at what Israel has right now. The Arab citizens of Israel, and not every Palestinian that lives anywhere else in the world, but the Arab citizens, the Muslim citizens of Israel, they can vote. Arab women can vote, and they can't in most Muslim countries. And they can elect people to high office. They can run for office. They're, well, to say that their education is limited, let me just point out that Israel's equivalent of MIT is a university called Technion. Mm-hmm. And the valedictorian of their medical school class last year was an Arab woman named Ali Salah, I believe. So that's the falsity. The apartheid accusation is just one of the many false accusations that make up this BDS movement. And I'm hoping that people will read the book and understand, you know, why we needed to do this, because we're just trying to point out that what these guys are doing is flat lying.
And George Soros is heavily invested in this, isn't he?
Pardon me, yes, of course. I mean, as one would expect, any, you know, left-wing cause, any left-wing issue, Soros is really heavily invested. He not only is invested in the BDS movement itself and giving grants from his foundations and network of donor funds to various groups that are supporting the BDS movement, he's even supporting college-age students who are getting grants from his organizations to go study, and the purported study that they're making is, well, to attack Israel with their own ideas and their own ideology.
Yeah, ultimately, this, in trying to make Israel weaker, it also makes them incredibly vulnerable to so many of the predators around them, correct? From, you know, so many different states. You see that they're building a wall separating them from Jordan, and there's a lot of other things going on besides this behind the scenes, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, some of it's going on right in our government here. I mean, if you look at what Kerry and Obama have been doing, I mean, Kerry has joined in accusing Israel of being an apartheid state, and Obama and Kerry have just recognized this so-called reconciliation government between Hamas, the terrorist organization, and Fatah. So they're essentially saying, well, the Hamas terrorists, whose charter says they want to destroy Israel by violent jihad, they are now saying, Obama and Kerry are saying, well, okay, that's a legitimate goal. So we have our own government participating in this directly and indirectly, and it's bizarre. America has always stood for freedom and freedom in Israel, and these guys are backing away from that at light speed.
Yeah. And then what about the relationship of the president with Benjamin Netanyahu and just Israel in general? We've seen that deteriorate through the course of his administration, haven't we?
Well, it's not been great. It's never been good, as a matter of fact. And you remember back, I think it was in 2010, a year after Obama was inaugurated, that Netanyahu came to town and Obama was angry about Israeli settlements in Jerusalem. And basically Obama came down to the meeting and said to Netanyahu, well, I don't like what you're doing, and if you change your mind, let me know, I'll be around, and left him. I mean, that's the way our American presidents have treated our enemies over the years, not our friends. But Obama, well, I guess he just believes Israel's an enemy.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, what's your biggest concern if this continues to go on as you're shedding light on it? You said nobody's done very much on it. You wrote the book. You co-authored the book. If it just continues to proliferate, what's your ultimate concern for Israel?
Well, my ultimate concern is that their economy will be strangled. I mean, the nation, any nation, cannot survive as a self-contained unit. They have to be able to trade. They have to be able to have their citizens travel. And, you know, if you have the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement succeed, I mean, Israel will be basically like North Korea and does not deserve to be so. That's the real issue here, Kate. The point really comes down to Israel is being accused of things that it's not guilty of. Israel is being painted with a tar brush that it doesn't deserve. And Americans need to learn the truth. And again, I'm just hoping that people will read the book and come to the conclusion that I did, that what the BDS movement is selling is just a bunch of baloney.
Yeah. It's interesting, too. You think of, as we were just talking about there, what ultimately happens if people don't understand some of the things that are happening. I call it behind the scenes. But, you know, the more it's open, the better. Iran is certainly a country that, let's face it, would love to see Israel deteriorate because they have their sights on it.
Well, not only that. I mean, they've literally said that they want to destroy Israel. I mean, that's one of their very open goals. And if you look at the nation of Iran and their development of nuclear weapons, Israel's got to at some point understand when they do. I'm sure that Iran is a existential threat to them, and they're going to have to deal with it one way or the other. Now, whether they do that through attacking Iran themselves or however they're going to do it, I mean, this is an existential threat to them. And if you've been to Israel, I haven't been in a long, long time. I went once in about 2003. If you look at how small that nation is, you understand that one nuclear weapon would effectively negate Israel as a nation. It would destroy it.
Yeah, absolutely. The BDS War Against Israel, how do we get the book?
Just go on Amazon.com and look up the title or look up my name, Jed Babin.
Perfect. Jed, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thank you very much.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hunia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for. He's chewing like a dollar. All around him, criticize and say. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Wrapped up over the weekend. On Friday, heading into the weekend, the Kings win the Stanley Cup. So that's the second Stanley Cup they've won in the great game of stick and puck, the NHL, 2 out of 3 years. And the Spurs pick up their 5th championship. Wow, huge win, 4-1 in that series, beating the defending champs, the Miami Heat. A little bit of payback since they lost last year to them, and that's 5 rings for Tim Duncan, probably the best power forward in the game. 5 rings he has now won. Wow. So congratulations to those teams, and people are still celebrating in Los Angeles. And in San Antonio, they're getting ready for a lot of celebrating because they've got weekly things planned. And the U.S. is getting ready to take on Ghana in World Cup action, as that's in the beginning stages. There have been a whole bunch of matches, and now it's the USA's turn. We'll see if they can get some revenge on Ghana and beat them this time around, as they have lost the last 2 times when they have met in different World Cup formats, competition, because remember, you play this through groups. So we'll be cheering on Team USA. A lot of you sent emails that kind of talked about different things this past weekend. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Eddie, who says, Kate, I really enjoy America Tonight. One of the funniest segments I think you do is the dumb things, and I laugh every single time because usually I can pick out at least one thing that somebody writes in that I have done myself. Haven't we all locked our car keys in the car at some point? Yeah, you would think that would get better now, though, with modern cars, but that also makes it harder because the jimmy rigging thing we used to be able to do, meaning to jimmy it open, not as easy with the new cars. And so I think a lot of people are waiting for locksmiths. It's probably better for locksmiths because they make more money. People aren't getting their cars open as easily as they used to. And Eddie says, I will send something in for dumb things. But speaking of dumb things, it really looks like we were idiots to invest the time, the manpower, and the money into Iraq. Now look what's happening. This was so predictable, as you mentioned on the show. And you see that the military, can you blame them, face a beheading or run in the opposite direction? And they're running in the opposite direction. What do you think happens here? Well, let me get out my crystal ball. Let's see, Eddie. I think the best course action is the drone thing, is to help with bombing from the drones, because what else is the U.S. going to do? We're not going to put troops on the ground. We do have a limited amount already there. But adding to that, no. The thing that's scary is ISIS, the group that's taking over these various cities, and they're all about Islamic Jihad, is that they have a lot of money. So they're getting people to fight for them because they can pay them. They have well over $400 million. And the motive is to take over Iraq, is to stamp out people who disagree with them. So nothing to lose. And that is a scary thing. Even over the weekend, Senator John McCain was talking about the fact that we're not safe in America. He thinks ISIS comes after all of us in the USA or has a couple of targets here. And that's a rather scary thought. And with the money they have, there's incentive. There's people that they can pay. They have the most money. They have more money than any of the other terror groups that we've mentioned, reportedly, that we've mentioned, you know, before. This one from Fran, who says, hi, Kate. I've been watching what's going on with this illegal situation. And, boy, I feel sorry for the people in Arizona. I bet a lot of people in Arizona, depending on the town, don't want to live there anymore. Dumping kids off, first of all, is inhumane. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. And how are you supposed to figure out where they are after you've dumped them off and you can't reunite them with anyone? I heard some of the kids are as young as 5 years old. I just shake my head when I hear things like that because this is a situation we should have been working on for a very long time. Well, you said it. We should have worked harder in this situation. Always gets shelved. It's a political hot potato. And if I'm Jan Brewer, who's the governor, I mean, that's what she's always like raising money. She's either raising money to fend off a challenge by her own government, or she's raising money to fend off this challenge of undocumented immigrants, especially coming up from Central America. Because it's no joke. It's a no exaggeration. It's hundreds. We're talking about hundreds. And the Border Patrol is saying they've flown hundreds of immigrants from Texas to Tucson and Phoenix, where they were dropped off at Greyhound bus stations. I mean, that's what they're doing, because they have to get them out. So this is the way to explore this. The Department of Homeland Security is saying that they're transporting them for the purposes of detaining them in a federal facility that's in Arizona. But then that's not what people are saying is happening. They're moving them, you know, this 1,200 miles, and just releasing them in 100-degree temperatures. So it's hot in Texas, but it's not 100 degrees. And what do you do in Arizona? What are you going to do? Even the ACLU is fighting this sucker. That shows you. When John McCain and the ACLU are on the same side. Whoa. That's like a full moon. 350 some odd days out of the year. It's just not right. It's just not right to do this. So you have the hot, horrible temperatures dropping people off at this bus station, and they're not being processed, or maybe only a few of them are being processed. To give you an idea of how bad it is, people caught up in the border, like around Arizona, Texas, etc. In January, 28,000 people tried to cross the border. Now, 60,000 in May. 60,000. Nuts. This one comes to us from Al, who says, Kate, I know that you can appreciate Casey Kasem. I bet you even used to listen to Casey Kasem. Sad what's unfolded the last couple of weeks, and Kasem died. I don't know if you know it or not over the weekend. Yeah, it is terrible. And yes, of course I heard of Casey Kasem, American Top 40. How could you not have heard of him? And he was in the weekly countdown, the top hits that were played. He had that syndicated show. Wherever you were, big or small, you would hear it. And he was in the right place at the right time as a DJ, because the era was when FM was starting to take off. And that FM listening topped AM, and there was all kinds of new formats and the splintering off of different types of formats. So the genius of Top 40, it was great for Casey Kasem. He died at the age of 82. And he was well known. He was an icon, absolutely. He had a very, very familiar voice. You hear his, I mean, even younger people now today, if you heard his voice, you would know who he was. One of a kind guy. This one from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, usually I write you about something I'm upset about, the immigration problem or something else in the United States that's happening in Washington and infuriating me in the Lone Star State. But instead, I'm just going to say, how about 22 Jump Street? The winner at the box office this time around. Yeah. How to Train Your Dragon, I thought with all the kids out, that they would be up there. But it was Jump Street that took the box office, $60 million. I think there's something about that combination of comedies and probably, if they're allowed to see them, teenagers on the, you know, on the later end of the teenage spectrum. But on Friday, they pulled in like $25 million, so they were off to the races. There's something about the combination of Jonah Hill, who I think is popular with younger people, and Channing Tatum is very popular, too. So that's a pretty big opening. First, you had The Fault is in Our Stars the week before. Then you have that. So you look at who would be the demographics of those kinds of, those two different kinds of movies. And then you could find your answer, and you find your answer there. And the How to Train Your Dragon Part 2, it came in second box office number-wise, but I think it is destined to be pretty big. You know, once that even goes to video, tons of people will buy that, stream that. But even in the movie theaters, I think it'll probably spike up. They say, in breaking it down, the audience was 53% female, 56% under the age of 25 for Dragon 2, which means a lot of moms are taking their kids to the movie. And yet they made that movie for $145 million. It seems like a lot, but animation is not cheap, and especially the way they did it using certain actors and whatnot. But the realism of it is amazing. The animation that they put together, DreamWorks is the team that does that. So I think it catches back up in the next couple of weeks. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you.
A long distance dedication from Patty to Roger.
I didn't want to be a disc jockey. I wanted to be a baseball player and an actor, but not a disc jockey.
The voice of Casey Kasem. How many times, be honest, were you driving down the road and you heard Casey Kasem with a long distance dedication? And even if you listen to rock music and you were flipping around, at some point you definitely heard him. I know that all the places I hopscotch to, you could find him. He was always on the radio somewhere at some point, especially over the weekend. It seemed like I heard him a ton over the weekend and, over weekends, whether I was living in California or New Mexico or New Jersey or wherever. His show definitely had an audience. Absolutely. Speaking of having an audience, you know, I love these polls for what they're worth. And I saw a poll about the popularity of presidents. And if I told you that the most popular president, according to this poll anyway, was Bill Clinton, would you be stunned by that? that Clinton was chosen as the most popular. In a way, I have to say, I was stunned, I guess, because I know on some lists he comes off as pretty popular, but I guess it also shows you how people feel about the rest of the presidents, and it is, even if it's a small sampling, there is something else to clue into here, I think, and that's what I picked up in this. That really is a country we're not that excited about our presidents anymore. Do we know too much? Are we disappointed in what we're getting? And this, by the way, was an NBC Wall Street Journal poll that he was the most admired president of the last 25 years. The most admired. And it could be, think economically, think working with Republicans, which we're not seeing that happening now. There's so many problems in the relationship department. And Clinton definitely had friends on both sides of the aisle and could get things done. Remember, Gingrich was the Speaker of the House. But this NBC Wall Street Journal poll showed that that Clinton was by far the most admired president in 25 years. While President Obama's poll ratings are at an all-time low. So somehow I think the veterans crisis, I think the immigration thing, I think some of the things that are starting to happen in Obamacare too, draining enough people, that there's a backlash against Obama. But I guess that leaves out some of the Bushes. I'm just thinking, one of the most admired presidents in 25 years, Bill Clinton. And this is broken down across the board, by the way. Republican, Democrat, Independent. So not focused on one or the other. Moving on to throw a couple of other quick follow-ups out there. How many times do we mention the word or the name Lois Lerner on the show? Countless times. The IRS is saying they lost Lois Lerner's emails. They can't find some of her emails. How do they lose her emails? How does a government agency that's being smoked out lose them? I don't get it. Or maybe I'm answering my own question. I do get it. So there's a conflict here. Irretrievably lost because of a hard drive crash. And the IRS said that they can't find a huge, huge, huge trove of Lerner's emails prior to 2011 because the computer crashed. So this one's wiggling off the hook. I mean, wiggling off the hook. And, of course, Republicans in Congress wanted to see Lerner's email because they believe she might have been behind the targeting of the conservative groups looking for tax-exempt status that waited for months and months and months and months and even years in some cases before being told whether they had gotten the status or not. Whether that had happened or not. So you can bet that there will be a lot of problems with this. A lot of who ordered that or how did that happen? The technology bug. How could those emails have disappeared? Blah, blah, blah. And what happens with her, I think, is going to be really interesting to see, especially with the midterm elections coming up. And then after that, you swing into the whole presidential thing. And it's interesting to see where they hold the two conventions, because it's looking like Dallas is one of the possible choices for Rens Priebus, the chairman. And it gets better and better. There's more incentives being thrown in by Dallas. So shockingly, it may be, I shouldn't say shockingly, it actually kind of makes sense, but it might be the state that hosts the convention. If I were a betting person, I'd say probably it is. And because we were on polls, most Democrats aren't enthusiastic about Hillary's run. Is it an age thing? Is it we're tired of Clinton's, too much Clinton's in our life? But Hillary Clinton doesn't poll as well as one would think. I was really surprised to hear that. So she's got this massive name recognition. She has a best-selling book out and a very weak Democratic field. But people aren't excited about Hillary Clinton either. So the Democrats have a lot of work to do, too. A lot of work. 63% of Democrats and independents who lean toward the party said they'd prefer most likely to support Clinton as the nominee. And then should she run always comes up after that. Should she run or no? And I'm of the mindset that, yes, she should run, but she should get her husband, who I just told you was popular, she should get her husband to be out there stumping, and he's good at it, stumping, trolling, for any interest at all. It's that small change, little couple of small changes, and that's it. A huge difference. If it's just a kind of a daily thing. Want to remind everybody, coming up 2 days from now, we have our dumb things. If you've done something really dumb, send us a quick synopsis of what happened. What did you do that was dumb? A few lines. And maybe we'll read yours in the Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done segment here on America Tonight. We also have our cheap movie reviews. Somebody sent me something today and asked me about the cheap movie reviews from a movie company. So they might have heard them. I don't know. But we have some pretty good movies coming up. So if your cup of tea wasn't this week, the animated flick or the other movie, then I guarantee you by the end of the summer there'll be at least two movies that you like, whether it's independent or something else. Because now we're getting to the bulk of when the better movies come out, when the better movies start to come out. And that's the end of June, July, August. Because most places, you're turning up the heat big time. All right, just another reminder, too, even if it's off the cuff, something catches your eye, send me a link, write me a paragraph, whatever, americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, that's for you, James Gandolfini. You are in, my friends.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.